Happy birthday to you.
Most people usually hear this song every year. But what's it like when your actual birthday is on the calendar only once every 4 years? Chad Ritchie is turning 32. He's had 8 real birthdays.
Every 4 years, I get to have one big birthday party, and the other birthdays, it's just like it's another day.
Like most Leap Day babies, Peter Brower celebrates his other birthdays on February 28th. He is the co-founder of the Honor Society of Leap Year Day Babies, a website for people born on February 29th.
We've had about 10,000 people sign up. We have a kids page, a parents page, a teachers page. We have people from all over the world. We've had people from Canada, the United Kingdom, Malawi, Malaysia. We also have a lot from India and some from Pakistan.
The group says about 5 million people celebrate Leap Day birthdays. Among them is Alberta Stakovic, who says it's as much fun for her to be a Leap Day baby as it is for people who know her.
They'll say, oh, yeah, you're born on Leap Year. How old are you this year? Are you 5 or 6? It's fun for people.
How old are you?
And just how old will Stakovic be this year?
I say, well, it'll be my 16th birthday. You do the math.
Stakovic says it's unusual to meet other leapers as they are known. But it turns out her small town in Ohio is home to at least 2 people born on Leap Day. Chad Ritchie manages a local electronics store.
I've had some fun with it with my kids, and the 13-year-old was amazed that at one point we were both the same age.
Ritchie recalls what happened when he tried to buy a beer for the first time. The legal age to buy alcohol in Ohio is 21.
It was an off year. They let me get it on the 28th.
Peter Brower says having a birthday on February 29th can cause other problems.
My life insurance policy, I have to say that I'm born on March 1st because their computer doesn't accept February 29th. There's also issues with driver's licenses. 1 year, my license expired on February 29th, but it wasn't a leap year.
In the United States, Leap Day babies never forget a presidential election year because it's always on the year of their birthday. And Alberta Stakovic says that being 16 instead of 64 has its advantages.
I believe that it may be even possible that having a leap year birthday keeps you a little bit younger.
And if you know someone whose birthday is on Leap Day, remember to wish them a happy birthday, because their next one won't be until 2016. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.